MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 6, 2025. Lawmakers are looking for big changes regarding migrant shelters. Rockport is looking to fix sewer problems. Wintry mix today, mid-30s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:52 p.m. Stethouse reporter Christian Wade writes that House Democrats will consider a proposal Thursday that caps migrant stays in state-funded shelters and requires expanded criminal background checks. But Republicans say the plan doesn't go far enough to ease concerns about criminal activity and the cost to taxpayers. The proposal, which was approved Wednesday by the House Ways and Means Committee, calls for setting a 30-day limit on stays in the state's respite centers that house newly arriving immigrants, while reducing the maximum stay in shelter from 9 to 6 consecutive months and eliminating a policy that allowed 2 90-day extensions for certain homeless families. It would also require criminal offender record information background checks for adults before they're placed in an emergency shelter and require migrants to disclose all prior criminal convictions in Massachusetts and other jurisdictions, except for convictions that are sealed or were expunged. Stephen Higgins writing in the Gloucester Times. In Rockport, after a sewer main break and the ensuing sanitary sewer overflow of about 378,000 gallons into the harbor, the town has its engineering firm working on replacement plans for the 55-year-old pipe and a comprehensive plan for upgrading Rockport's wastewater facility. The overflow began about 1 p.m. on Monday as a result of a break in the wastewater treatment plant intake force main on Pleasant Street. The sanitary sewer overflow ceased at 1 p.m. Tuesday, and that service was restored to normal operating conditions. In the meantime, about 378,000 gallons were discharged into the harbor at two different locations. The Salisbury Beach Sand Nourishment Project is continuing after a 12-day hiatus. This is State Senator Bruce Tarr with an update.
So we were about 2 years in the planning process of designing a project to repair the dunes that have been damaged by coastal erosion and make them more sustainable for the future. And we're very grateful to the Healey administration for releasing about $1.75 million to help to do that, because Salisbury Beach is a public resource and folks from all around the Merrimack Valley and really all around the world come to Salisbury Beach in the summer to make those precious memories that can happen at a visit to the beach with your family. But in addition to that, Salisbury Beach protects Route 1A, which is an emergency escape route for the Salisbury, or the Seabrook, rather, nuclear power station. It protects the town of Salisbury and the city of Newburyport, and it protects portions of the Great Marsh, which are incredibly important to carbon sequestration to help us combat climate change. So for all those reasons, it's important for us to have the best functioning dune system that we can. And so we embarked on a project a couple of months ago to be able to rebuild badly damaged portions of the dune, to increase their height and to make their slope more gradual. Because when you make the slope more gradual, you make the dune more resilient, because wave energy dissipates as a wave travels up the slope of the dune. And that's exactly what we're seeing with about half of this project completed. It's about 8,400 linear feet. We've got about 4,400 linear feet completed. And what we're seeing is tremendous sand accretion, not just the sand that we're putting on the beach, but the sand that's being accreted as a result of the profile of the dune that I just described. And so it's very, very positive. The problem that we're experiencing right now is that we had an original contract with the supplier of the sand, which is located in Ossipee, New Hampshire, for about 29,000, 30,000 cubic yards of sand, and we've used all of that. And so now we need to source some more sand, and it has to be sand that's compatible with what's on the beach. And so we have several sources now being tested, samples being tested, to make sure that the grains of sand are compatible. And hopefully we'll be able to restart work in a couple of weeks and be able to finish this project so that it will be done by the summer season and we won't have to worry about interfering with migratory shorebirds or other environmental concerns, and we'll have a beach that is sustainable and people can enjoy it once again over the course of the summer. But right now, we do face a particular challenge with identifying some additional sand that we can source. And there's also a change order for the project that needs to be approved by the administration so that we can continue moving forward and purchase that additional sand that we need. So it's been a very positive outcome so far, and we're hoping to resume progress and resume our efforts very shortly and have them done by spring.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Monday was Jonah Bellew Day in Beverly, honoring a local high schooler who saved his manager's life at Lynch Park over the summer. Bellew, an 18-year-old Beverly High School senior, was working at Salty's Lobster Shack at the park on June 25 when his manager started choking. This is Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, members of the council. It's good to see everybody. We are, in just a minute, going to honor and thank Mr. Jonah Bellew, who is a Beverly resident and senior at Beverly High School, for something quite extraordinary. First, I want to make sure that we recognize his family who are here tonight. We have his parents, Jay and Lori, his brother, Owen, his grandfathers, Carl Kuyumjian and Jerry Bellew, and we have Anicio, Amy, and Amelia, who are, I'm guessing, aunt, uncle, and cousin. Thank you all for being here with us. So this is really, it's a joint proclamation by all of us, by city councilors and me as mayor, and council president and I will jointly read it. So maybe we need Jonah to come up and join us. Once you come, yeah, you can stand right here with us, Jonah. It's great to see you. All right.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
So, hear ye, hear ye. On behalf of the residents of the city of Beverly, it is my distinct honor to extend our sincere gratitude to Jonah Bellew. Jonah is a Beverly High School senior, and last summer was an employee at Salty's Lobster Shack at Lynch Park. Jonah was working at Salty's on June 25th, 2024, when his manager started choking.
Continuing the proclamation is City Council President Julie Flowers.
After telling a nearby person to call 911, Jonah quickly gave life-saving aid by performing the Heimlich maneuver, clearing the obstruction, and saving the manager's life before emergency medical services or public safety arrived. Now, therefore, on behalf of the residents of the City of Beverly, on this third day of February 2025, it is our distinct honor to extend our heartfelt appreciation for Jonah's quick thinking and calm demeanor in a crisis, and our thanks for Jonah's service to the community, as saving another's life is among the highest service that one can give.
And once again, Mayor Cahill, this time with Jonah Bellew.
In honor of this occasion, I, Michael P. Cahill, Mayor, together with you, my colleagues on the Beverly City Council, hereby declare today, February 3rd, 2025, as Jonah Bellew Day in the City of Beverly. On behalf of an incredibly grateful community, Jonah, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
you.
I really appreciate it. I was not expecting that. That's awesome. Yeah, it was a crazy moment. You know, obviously I wasn't expecting it, but he was choking and he like signaled it, and thanks to my mother, she taught me how to do the Heimlich when I was younger, and it just came back to me, and I instinctively just like called 911. It was a crazy moment.
The entire Beverly City Council meeting can be viewed at BevCam. Also in the Salem News, Michael McHugh writes that sparkling ice sculptures, deals at local businesses, and chocolate hearts will pop up around Salem this weekend as part of a 23rd annual Salem So Sweet Chocolate and Ice Sculpture Festival. This year, the event's free traditional ice sculpture presentation will return with two nights of illumination beginning at 5 p.m. on Friday, February 7, with sculptures illuminated on the Essex Street Pedestrian Mall and Lampen Park only, followed by all sculptures being lit on Saturday. In North Shore sports, the Beverly Boys hockey team beat Essex Tech 3-2 last night. Logan Bowen had the Panther hat trick. In other scores, it was Marblehead 3, Winthrop 1, Drew DePhillips got the game-winning goal, Bedford 5, Danvers 1, Gloucester beat Linfield 3-2 in overtime, Cade Cooper slammed home the game-winning goal for the Fishermen, and it was St. John's Prep 4, Xaverian 0, Ryan DeLucia with a prep hat trick. In girls hockey, Peabody shut out Algonquin 1-0. Sydney Zizza got the game's only goal with 42 seconds left in regulation. Alice Moody picked up the shutout in goal, making 30 saves. Elsewhere, Beverly 3, Melrose 3 in overtime. Gloucester 2-1 in overtime. Halya Taylor got the game winner for the Fishermen. And goaltender Scarlett Lee made 42 saves in goal for the win. And also Newburyport beat Masconomet 3-2. In boys basketball, Wakefield beat Salem 98-89 in three overtimes. Marblehead beat Peabody 64-48. Sam Thompson led the Magicians with 21 points. Bruins lost to the Rangers last night 3-2. They'll host the Golden Knights Saturday afternoon. Celtics were off last night, and they host the Mavericks tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.